AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog says a potential U.S.-Iran agreement to end the war in the Middle East must include very detailed measures to verify Iran's nuclear activities. At a news briefing, International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi says any agreement without the agency's input would be a, quote, illusion.
Iran has a very ambitious, wide nuclear program. So all of that will require the presence of IAEA inspectors. Otherwise, you will not have an agreement. You will have an illusion of an agreement.
Meanwhile, President Trump says a second round of talks with Iran could happen over the next 2 days. Lebanon's ambassador to the U.S. is calling talks with his Israeli counterpart constructive. Hezbollah militants say they will not abide by any agreement. The two ambassadors met yesterday in Washington. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the Justice Department is seeking the dismissal of seditious conspiracy convictions over the Capitol riot.
Juries in Washington, D.C. convicted leaders of the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers of orchestrating violent plots to stop the peaceful transfer of power after President Trump's 2020 election loss to President Joe Biden. But after winning the 2024 election, Trump commuted their prison sentences in a sweeping act of clemency. Now the Justice Department's going a step further, asking a federal appeals court to throw out the seditious conspiracy convictions of the far-right extremist group leaders. It's part of Trump administration efforts to rewrite the history of the January 6th attack and downplay the violence that left more than 100 police officers injured. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. European shares are little changed after Asian shares mostly rose. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Sudan's abandoned crisis is growing as the war enters a fourth year.
Famine, massacres, and now badly needed food and other supplies are under strain. Sudan on Wednesday enters a fourth year of war that's being called an abandoned crisis, as a new conflict in the Middle East throws into shadow the fighting that has forced 13 million people to flee their homes. Growing evidence shows regional powers like the United Arab Emirates backing combatants behind the scenes. Attempts by the US and regional powers, now distracted by the Iran war, have failed to establish any ceasefire. UN humanitarian chief Tom Fletcher says this grim and chastening anniversary marks another year when the world has failed to meet the test of Sudan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.